And, you know, that sounded kind of vulgar to say keep it up. Anyway, and I understand that you were gagging in Mexico recently. Maybe you could tell us if there was diarrhea involved or something like that, or if you shot yourself. You know, it's always good to have those good shark stories. But anyway, I hope you have a lovely crema, and thank you for calling. How do you hang? Oh, no, I don't have to hang it up. I'm gone to glory.
That was my mama, you guys.
A pleasure as always.
So basically, the last two shows that were on, I was not on them. So thanks, Mama. Gone to glory.
Gone.
How about you
glory.
Just, you know, just stay there.
Just stay in glory, please.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That was my mama, you guys.
A pleasure as always.
thanks, Mama.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3151 of the BFO for Thursday the 5th of March 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and maybe some more social questions. Big Fatty!
Rain came down, down, down in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Hello, precipitators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're precipitators today because y'all, cats and dogs. Cats and dogs. Y'all, it's just been raining all day. I even get a nipple walk, and then I think today, Thursday, is supposed to, let me just look at my weather bug. Big Fatty, I thought you listened to the weather rat. Well, I do listen to the weather rat. Looks like it's going to be raining all day Thursday as well. 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Big Fatty, it sounds like you're going to have some chafing.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 5th of March, y'all, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've been with this person. Big Fatty, you've been with him? No, not that way. But I've met this person many, 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 many times at the Pride 48 in Knowledge and in Lost Wages. Y'all, he did the hot sauce challenge last year. Y'all, he had the vapors. Big Fatty. And y'all, he's been he hadn't been to the villa, but y'all, he did come to the Fat Cave, and he got to see the sling room. Big Fatty, I was horrified, it's true. And he's just one of the nicest people that you'll meet. Talking about the only thing that is regular on the Stinky Orangutans. Big Fatty, does he take the Miralax also? We probably should. Y'all, it is none other than the Ginger Bear. The Big Ricky. I love Big Ricky. But Big Fatty, you know, I have a special place in my heart for Big Ricky's mama. We all do. But Big Ricky is out visiting Melissa Miranda Melinda out in the Soames Bar, California. And y'all, he's evidently baking up some special treats. Big Fatty, that sounds interesting. Well, anyway, I'm sure it's It's the delicious. And anyway, but y'all, if well, no, y'all, Big Ricky is no, y'all. He is restarting. He is restarting his social media today. You know, he's been on a hiatus from the social media. But, y'all, he's restarting today. So go on over there to the Twitty and the FaceSpace and wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. With or without enhancements, it's totally up to him. I mean, yes, and once again, Big Fatty, I just love his mother. Thank you for calling. To hear that, and by the way, you know, y'all, I mentioned the Schmackeries Cookeries. Alex Lefebvre said he was gonna go get him a dirty leprechaun. Big Fatty, is that anything like a blue waffle or a Cincinnati steamer? I don't know. No, I don't think so. But y'all, that Joe in Dallas. Is up there in the New York City, y'all. He is. I don't know what the hell he's doing there, but he said he's only about a half a mile away from the Schmackeries, and I told him to be on the lookout for Alex Lefebvre. He's the one. Yes, Big Fatty. He comes piano in tow. You know, he's just always. You know, he's like, you know, like those people in the subway. They play the fiddle, and Big Fatty play the fiddle. Well, Alex Lefebvre walks around with a piano around his neck. Big, maybe he can play. I wonder if he's ever played one of those mouth pianos like that. John Batiste, you know, Big Fatty, he's got really big feet on the Stephen Colbert show. Well, I don't know, but anyway, maybe they'll run into each other. Who knows? Y'all. After I spoke to you, I had a little supper, and, y'all, for some reason, Tuesday night, y'all, I had a tapeworm. I just had a tapeworm. Y'all, I couldn't stop eating. Big Fatty, until your pants don't fit. Well, we're getting very close to that right now. But y'all, fixed me some popcorn. And it was not a good night. Y'all, I did watch the Price is Right. Yes, Big Fatty, as all the old people do. And y'all, Big Fatty is just weird. Big Fatty, you don't have to tell us that. We know. Y'all, I like to pretend like I'm the director of the show and call the camera shots. And y'all, I've watched it so much, I know exactly there at the very end, you know, they have the closing, and Drew says to spay and neuter your pets, and y'all, then Drew walks and waves to the audience and all, and then there's an overhead shot of the winner and whatever they won, and Drew walks up and hands them the little card that had the price of their showcase, but y'all, something odd yesterday, y'all, they had a little thing on there, these people had won a trip. And it says that this show was filmed prior to the COVID-19 outbreak, and other arrangements can be made for the winners.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you. or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say, or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special cheya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Yeah, because y'all, it wasn't worth a shit. It wasn't worth a tinka's damn. Y'all, I'm putting it all on Whitman Tinka that, and it was warm. It was warm in the villa. Y'all, I did get my new bedspread that, you know, looks like a wrap present. And so, y'all, I did put it on the bed, and y'all, it's much lighter weight. And y'all, to be honest, my tootsie's got a little chilly, too. But it was a terrible night's sleep. Thanks, Whitman Tinka. And but anyway, got up. Y'all was awakened on a hump day morning to the sound of the leaf blower. The folks next door, they've had extensive yard work done, and so they were over there again today. But anyway, got up and I had my coffee, and no Miralax today. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I blew it out like I had a double dose of it. And anyway, then I washed my sheets and put away my old bedspread, and so y'all, it's clean sheet night, hump day night. Yes, we ready. And y'all, then I got my share, and then I was off. I was off to the famous toastery with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. I had a lovely lunch with them. I had the chicken Caesar salad wrap. Big Fatty, is that where they turn their head crooked and go doo, 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 doo? No, not that kind of rapping. Then after that, y'all, headed over to the Mons East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it! We hear it! Y'all, they're running out of, a receipt tape, so it's got all those pink stripes on it. But y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went by the Von's East. Y'all didn't need a whole lot. You know, I'm going out of town for this weekend, so I didn't want to buy too much stuff. Y'all, they had the little bitty cans of biscuits, 10 for $10, and y'all had a coupon, buy three and get a dollar off, so I bought three of those. Y'all, I got me a jar of, you know, in the vegetable section, in the produce section, they have those cold dressings. I got me a jar of organic blue cheese dressing. Y'all, I'm gonna dip my radish cowans in that. Y'all, they had something new. It was you've seen these things of mashed potatoes in the dairy case and all. Y'all, but they had one of grits. It was creamy grits, and it was buy one, get one free. And y'all, I said, you know, I think I'm going to try that. So I got one of those. Y'all, I had a coupon for the mozzarella sticks. They didn't have them. So I got the mozzarella bites. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, the cone beef. The cone beef was on sale. Yo, don't forget to get your cone beef. So I went ahead and got me a small cone beef. Y'all, you know those apple chips that I bought a while back? They will buy one, get one free. I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got me a couple of more packages of the cream chip beef. They were on sale again. Y'all, they had the sliced Gouda cheese and the sliced Pepper Jack cheese on sale. So I got one of each of those, and I had a coupon for that also. Y'all, I spent $29.38, but I saved $25.12. Big Freddy, that's all. They'll be paying you to come in there pretty soon. Well, that would be just lovely if they would. Yes, Big Freddy? And And y'all, I got back here to the villa and unpacked everything. Y'all, everything's covered in pollen here. And so I put my plants down to get the free watering during the rain. Y'all, I put my outdoor chairs from the big fatty. That's a special chair. No, I didn't put it outside. I put the chairs from my back porch out so that it would wash the pollen off of it. And y'all, then I swept pollen off the porch. Y'all, it's just everywhere. Everywhere, I tell you. And then y'all, I washed my clothes. Y'all, I didn't want to leave the dryer running while I was at lunch in the Von Z's, but I was going to leave the washer going. Y'all, I put the clothes in and I went to check on them. Y'all, I'd forgotten to start the washer. So be ready. It's just so sad to see them go downtown. But y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much. Big Fatty, why do you keep thanking him for that totally original and totally underwhelming and half-ass bumper? Because it's Digga. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Nothing more be said. Y'all, back to questions. Y'all, I only have a couple of questions from Moose P, and the rest of them are from Miss Bacon. So, y'all, if you hadn't heard your question yet, I didn't get it, or I fucked it up somehow. So let me know. From Miss Baker, now that Scotty can't take any holiday. Oh, no, I've already read that one. And I've already read that one, too. Okay, the next one from Miss Bacon is, are you still on your way to the lodge or OMWTTL? And that's not correct. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Absolutely a social question because you fucked it up. It's not... it's not on the way to the lodge. It's from the Crema special with Daniel Biba. I'll have to think about it, but it's not on my way to the lodge. It's like OTTL, off to the lodge or something like that. Back to Miss Bacon. Do the Howdy Do pancakes still listen? Again, thank you, Miss Bacon. I don't think so. I don't know. Another one from Moose P here. Any plans to go back to directing community theater? Moose P, thank you so much for this question. I absolutely have to just let you know that no. One more from Moose P. How is it I can think of a million questions after I've put the phone on the charger in the other room, turned on the alarm, and gone to bed? Is this how Whitman Tinker fucks with us, B? Fatty? Moose P, Whitman Tinker is a multi-talented fucker. B? Fatty? Anyway, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I've only got probably a dozen more. A dozen more questions from Miss Bacon, and we'll be done. Big Fatty, can it happen any quicker? I don't know. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, at the beginning. Oh, y'all, by the way, I had a recipe also that I was going to give you today, but I didn't think you could take three Digga Bumpers in one show. Be ready. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Ricky, as you're drifting off to sleep on your birthday, what do you say?
That was my mama, you guys.
A pleasure as always.
thanks, mama.
Oh, Ginger Bear, I remember when you were born. I've never gotten over those stretch marks.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.